Everyone is talking about the future of work, Doing Our Homework, a podcast produced by USM.
Where do our decisions come from? To what inner leader are we listening? Head, heart, or gut? And does nature nurture intuition? How important are surroundings for our work life? Lots of questions. My name is Uta Schwarz, and I'm back at the USM Workhouse, where we'll meet the PlayLab participants. Let's see if they know what kind of intuition and place works best for us in the future.
I'm Laure Krenbühl. Actually, I have my own studio in Switzerland, a project studio, with a couple of people. So right now we're currently, three people plus me, so four at the studio. And, I'm here because I've been working in collaboration with USM for quite a long time now in the studio I used to work for, so Atelier Oi, before, also in Switzerland, and currently had a couple of projects with USM.
Can you describe the workhouse for me, please?
Yeah, well, I'd first of all just say that it's a lot of nature, and that's also something that has been coming up also in our talks about the future and everything, but we're really surrounded by nature. Probably you can hear the birds and everything in the river. And then, like, the interior spaces, now we're outside on the terrace, but downstairs are more like big, giant climbing frames. So it's a bit the feeling of being a kid again and just being in these super big structures around us.
So my name is Dominic Hohen, and I'm an anthropologist, and I'm currently doing a PhD at the University of Cambridge. And I'm an anthropologist of architecture and design. So I have a background of working with architects and designers in an architectural firm in different ways.
Downstairs are some floating rooms. Is it an influence, the floating of the rooms, for the results of the PlayLab?
I think it's really good to have lots of different types of environments and lots of different, essentially, opportunities to engage with each other. And so the floating rooms are actually quite nice because you don't really get the perspective usually when you're working to kind of look down, and you can also see the exhibition that was put up on the glass below us. So actually it's quite nice if you can just have lots of different angles, and, you know, even if your mind is like slightly wandering, then you can still kind of focus on something and actually then reflect on that. So that's been really nice and interesting.
How important are surroundings for our working life?
I think that actually the surroundings are one of the most important aspects for us, and I think that's been really neglected in the probably the cheaper end of office spaces, that we really need to have engaging environments around us, and we really want to be stimulated. So for a lot of the types of jobs which really need to have creative ideas, but also, you know, a lot of the other jobs as well, I mean, we want to be surrounded by greenery and want to have a nice view, and we want to have essentially good working environments. And I don't think that should be a luxury. I think actually that should be the standard for any kind of job. So I do think kind of inspiring and good work environments are very important.
So now that we've heard a lot about the place, let's go explore the surroundings here. I'm going for a walk with two of the participants. Let's visit some bees, shall we?
Sounds good.
So I'm here with another participant of the PlayLab, and I would like you to introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, my name is Tim Arensbach. I'm from Denmark. I'm currently actually based in Mexico City while also working in London with projects in Dubai and Tokyo, so I get to get around quite a lot with my job. I'm part of a design collective in London called Zero Zero, and I'm currently leading up a new service that we're developing called Superwork. So this kind of activity workshop around the future of work was very relevant to me.
Bees are highly organized and depend on their surroundings, and that's a bit the topic of today's podcast. Mm-hmm. How important are surroundings for our work life?
I think it's super important, and it's also why we are working on developing Superwork. Really, the idea for us is that with all the changes that are going to happen in the coming years, what is going to be in the focus in the future of work will be being human. So what makes us uniquely human in terms of our ability to collaborate, empathize, be creative, be innovative, be passionate, those are the things that are going to be increasingly valuable in the future. A big part of that and unleashing and supporting that is our physical work environment and everything that happens in that space.
That's actually quite leading to my next question, because the other topic of today is intuition. And I think intuition is a really human thing. Is it a head, a heart, or a gut decision?
I think it's really interesting. Working for a design practice, we do design a lot through our intuition. And I think that is a very important part of how we will design in the future as well. But I think that we will increasingly be informed by data. So right now, one of the things that happens in architecture and design is that based on your experience, based on your gut feeling and your intuition, you design things in a certain way, but you don't really stay with that building afterwards. So you look at it and you go, right, I'm pretty sure this will do what I intended it to do, but you don't really know. So I think the future will be about being in these spaces and learning from what's actually happening to kind of support or augment your intuition to be a bit better in the future, better informed, I think.
Do you think it's decision what those bees have to find their hives? I don't know. It's a lot of bees around us here. I think it's really nice. The honeycombs is a bit like the modular furniture from USM. Do you think this modular form of living or working spaces is the future for us?
Absolutely. I think that we'll increasingly realize that people, in order to thrive, need highly personalized, highly time-specific context or spaces to live, work, play, be in. And so rather than have lots of different spaces throughout the city, I think increasingly we'll try to create those environments in one place so that they are flexible and changeable by people, and that people have agency as well to create their physical environment like they want them.
That's actually a nice idea, but at the same time, I would be scared to lose my, you know, free time or downtime. If it's all in one place, maybe it's kind of like I'm working all the time then.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that's one thing that I'm very aware of. But I also think that people are able to create separations between work and, in quotation marks, life, if they so want to. So whether, you know, at the moment it's about de-stalling the, you know, the email icon on your telephone, which is what I've done. I've said, okay, I'm not going to have that ticking up and telling me, oh, you got 10 emails waiting. Yeah, 10,000 emails waiting. So I de-install that. I de-install lots of other things to really declutter and create structure in my life. And I think people will need different things to create those boundaries. But I think modularity will enable us to do that.
So looking at the busy bees around us, do you think that's the future for us too? Never be able to separate our digital from our natural lives anymore, being busy all the time?
I think for those of us who grew up in the kind of pre-social media and kind of IT age, you know, growing up without computers, or at least kind of getting that introduced kind of in childhood and seeing this as a new exciting thing, I think we're a generation that over time has kind of just, we've been sucked into kind of technology and we're just taking it on and on and on, and now we're like, oh, now it's enough. So I'm seeing a lot of my friends saying, okay, this was a couple of kind of almost difficult years with my relationship with Facebook and Instagram and my, you know, my email and all of that stuff, and really starting to make really informed decisions about what do I want in my life? How do I get rid of the things I don't want in life? Even if it is deinstalling different apps on your phone, or having two different phones, or creating clarity with your clients and your employer and your partners around how and when you want to work and on what premises.
Thank you very much for this conversation. Let's maybe get away from the bees, because I think they are quite many around us. And I don't like the sound so much.
No, thanks for having me.
And I would like you to introduce yourself. What are you doing with my hair? Is there anything? A bee?
There was a small bug in your hair.
Okay, thanks for getting rid of that.
But no, but she was happy. The bug was happy. And yeah. I think your hair is also looking good now.
Okay, good. Thank you. So would you like to introduce yourself and say maybe not only your name, but what you're doing and why you're here?
So my name is Lisa Maria Enzenhofer and I'm from Austria, and we have a practice called Green for Cities and Ecosphere Institute, which just merged recently. And in both of these companies or new enterprises, we basically work with the relations between humans, ecosystems, and mainly our urban places. But I guess the main concern is also to think about more the ecosystem at large, so it doesn't matter if it's urban or non-urban, but how they also are intertwined and how we are connected to them.
That's why I'm talking to you, because our topic today is intuition and place, and we are surrounded here by nature and some beehives even. We discovered beehives up there in the hill. So ahead of this podcast, we asked on Facebook and Instagram how important surroundings are for our working life. Why is it important where we work?
Well, I think it's super important where we work, and also how much we basically are in close and related to nature during that time, because in Europe at the moment and also other countries in the world, we basically spend 90% of our time indoors. So that's where we just that's basically 90% of our lives are indoors. And if you think about that, I think it's super sad, because there's so much to explore and to discover outside in different places, and beauty that is here on our planet. So I guess it's really about trying to find new ways to make actually work outside possible as well, which is maybe not only about being a carpenter and woodworker where you really work outside, but also other ways of using technology outside and still be able to have that kind of experience.
If you imagine the worst, unfriendliest workplace, what would it look like?
Some kind of cellar, close off, plastic ceiling and plastic claddings emitting a lot of pollutants, and we are breathing in it all the time. No natural light and maybe some disturbing noise.
Okay, yeah, that sounds actually really awful. So what would be the best?
Yeah, I mean, we're designing several places, or currently also designing a new forestry administration building in the Czech Republic. And this is going to also explore how workplaces can be as close as possible to the forest, but still be somehow domesticated inside. But where you also have the opportunity to be more flexible, how you choose your workplace, depending on the actual weather, your own mood of the day, and the kind of work you need to do.
And what do you think this PlayLab is about the future of work? So what do you think will change in, let's say, 20 years from now regarding surroundings?
Well, I think that there is a paradigm shift already happening, that especially employees are also challenging their employers and companies to really rethink the qualities of spaces that they are in, and also the demands are changing. I mean, this is not only, we should consider this in the holistic picture, because this is related to our health, to our mental health, the way we are, how often we have to be on sick leave. So this all pays back into the health system as well. So if you look at this kind of loop, you would definitely agree that this investment into healthy workspaces is definitely paying back in the long run.
Do you think we need intuition for working, and do you think nature kind of nurtures that in us?
Since we originally always lived outside and then created architecture as a shelter to protect ourselves from rain and, from the different weather conditions, I'm extremely convinced that our sensual perception through our whole body is not only the way we think, but also the way we feel it, the wind and the humidity and the grass in my feet at the moment and so on, that this is really stimulating our feelings and also calms us down a lot. And through basically maybe being able to have a more broader sensual perception during the day, that can also help to definitely stimulate our imaginations and also eventually bring these creative moments where you all of a sudden have an idea because you just did something else than just being stuck in front of the computer. And you need to have this idea now because you have to deliver. Yeah. So I think especially these frictions and changes in the places that we are working and living, if we don't have this, it's very important for creative process.
We talked about intuition a lot. Let's go back inside and ask two creative people how important intuition is for their work. So I'm back on the terrace of Wehrmühle, where the USM workhouse takes place. And I'm sitting here with a participant of the Playlab. Hi, would you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Luisa. I'm 27 and I'm originally from Berlin, but I moved to London when I was 18 and then I studied industrial design there. And I worked, and I was there for 7 years. And then last year, I moved to Lausanne in Switzerland to do my master's in industrial design.
We are surrounded right now by nature. Do you think we are more connected to our intuition if surrounded by nature as opposed to concrete walls?
No, I don't think so, actually. I don't think intuition has anything to do with nature. I think it's... To be intuitive just means to like listen inwards, right? I think what is happening outside of you really has no like relation to intuition. I think it's really just like something that's inward looking rather than outward.
So your intuition, where does it come from? Where is it, your inner leader? Is it the head or your heart maybe? Or yeah, English is gut feeling.
Yeah, gut feeling. Yeah, definitely. I think it comes from my gut. Yeah. Maybe it's kind of like between the heart and the gut, but for sure not the head. I think that's a different voice.
Yeah, but when you say something like natural versus digital persona, do they have different places in your body, like your natural persona and your digital?
I don't think so. I think they're kind of really intertwined and really... I think it's kind of interesting to think of like... the head being more digital and maybe intuition being more natural, but I don't think it should be like this. I think we have to stop thinking of these two things as like separate entities. I think if we want to ever work, you know, come to a place where digital or working with digital devices isn't so foreign, I think it's very important to marry the two.
Hi, my name's Samuel. I'm 27. I'm from London. I'm a filmmaker, a performer, an event producer, and I used to be an architect.
How much intuition do you think we need for work?
Personally, in the field that I'm in, which is filmmaking and creating, everything that I do has to come from a source of inspiration because I have to create content, I have to come up with ideas and then execute them and realise them. So for me, intuition is a fundamental aspect of my work process. And I think intuition grows with experience and time. The decisions that I make now based on my gut feeling work or develop much more rapidly and efficiently than they would have done several years ago. And so it's something to do with being true to myself and my art practice and wanting to, you know, ensure that everything I do carries with it my ethics and my inspiration, and that is done intuitively. I don't necessarily think too much about it. I just know what's right. But at the same time, it's backed up by the experience that I've had and the things where I've gone wrong, where I've mucked up. And knowing what's right and what's not right for me.
So do you think the surroundings play a part in that? Like intuition can be triggered by the place where you are, for example.
I think intuition definitely sort of springboards off of context and place and having experience of the... or being inspired by the type of place that you are, that you're working with in specifically. You know, for example, I work on locations, so I have to respond to the place and what is meaningful and correct for that environment. And I think that the intuition is directly inspired by that. You would have a very different experience working in, an abandoned hangar compared to somebody's personal home, which you're using. And specifically within design, I feel that the decision-making process is influenced by what you want to achieve for the design outcome. So they're intrinsic, I would say.
We are influenced by our surroundings. Place is important for ideas. Equally important might be the place where these ideas come from. The head, the heart, or the gut. This was the last Playlab at the Berlin Summer Workhouse, but the journey is not over. USM will share the outcomes in their showrooms as well as in public spaces. So stay tuned and continue the creative dialogue about the future of work. My name is Uta Schwarz. Thanks for listening.
Doing Our Homework, a podcast about the future of work. For more information, please visit our website, homework.usm.com.